Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast we put out midweek because we're just nice like that. And we've got plenty of news that we've not managed to cover. You know, thought we'd stick it out there.
Still give you an experience.
A little extra piece of information just for, because we know as well, like, you know, I look forward to new podcast episodes of my favourite shows. So it's like, I don't like it when there's supposed to be one due
and then it doesn't turn up.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
Tyler did that for a little while.
We aim to get them out when we say they're coming out.
Yeah.
So obviously, but like as well, if you wait in a week, it's a bit of a long wait. So we'll stick this one out in the middle on a Wednesday usually. So, you know. Yeah, enjoy it.
A little listen.
We've got a good episode, actually. For a midweek episode, we've got some funny stuff. We've got a really good top 10.
Yeah.
Also, like say, loads of news that we didn't get to cover. And, it's a good one.
Yeah,
I'm going to kick off the show with this because I thought it was such a, like, I wish I had the music for The Littlest Hobo playing. Do you know that show about the dog?
Yeah.
He's like, down the road, he keeps on holding me. I'm getting the words wrong, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I know which one you're about, the Australian one.
Was it a little Australian dog?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Australian.
Was it? No, I don't know. Well, anyway, the littlest dog, that little dog, he was off on his adventures. Well, this stray dog has basically scaled the Himalayas with mountaineers. The Nepalese stray dog has scaled the 23,000 foot Himalayan peak. Jeez. After making friends with an expedition team. The heroic dog befriended the leader of the team, and the mountaineer spent 3 weeks scaling the mountain with him.
He's got to take it home. After doing all that, he's got to take it home. That's his dog now.
Well, they started wondering whether he'd actually been up there before. Like, it was not his first rodeo.
Yeah, well, he must have been up there a little bit.
Dead confident. With the hike and everything, you know,
he's just a hijacking dog.
Well, I think he was, she said that them now's one of the team. So
sounds like it did the duty.
I think so. I think that's really cute though, because I mean, like, have you ever been walking down the street and you found like a dog and it's been kind of, or like a dog's kind of tagged along? I get it when I'm cycling around on my bike, right?
So yeah, but that's because they're thinking me.
And this dog will start fucking running alongside me, and I'm like,
"Take a chunk in a minute."
Who are you? So you know, I can see where this comes from. You feed them a bit, and they get a bit loyal.
Yeah.
And now he's just done a 23,000 foot Himalayan mountain challenge.
He must have given him stuff.
Of course, but like I say, it's like most people would have to train for something like that.
Yeah.
Stray dog.
Yeah.
Probably malnourished as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because it must have been up there for a while, and there's not exactly a couple of supermarkets up there to go and get your stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, here's another one. Loch Ness Monster, spotted twice in 5 days.
In 5 days?
Yep. And I seen an article about this the other day because, like, I was looking, you know, for some news and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was kind of sceptical, but then, like, I've seen it coming up a couple of times now.
Right.
So there's been reported sightings at Loch Ness, at the Loch, saying that the monsters are up and they're basically showing themselves.
Yeah, but the whole lot's been searched so much, even rated down the radar.
Well, how do you know that they were kind of like, well, yeah, but how do you know that that's something that might pick it up? It could be a cold-blooded animal. It could be hiding in a cave or something.
There was especially one boat that went out and had all the equipment to, like, check, you know, in even the crevices.
Well, they're saying that the mysterious animal's been spotted twice in 5 days. A Nessie hunter from Ireland says he saw the monster on the official webcam just a day earlier from a woman in Manchester who noticed it whilst driving her partner Danny past there. So,
well, she was stoned, and the guy who was seen it.
You can't say that.
Yeah, I just did. And the guy who seen it on the camera, it was a fucking log. It was a log that went by. It was a bit of a trick.
I like the Nessie story. I think you know, don't take it away from the guy.
Yeah, no, but it's one of them stories.
Well, that's two
keeps
sightings. It's funny that there's been two. Yeah. It's not been a sighting of Loch Ness for ages, and now all of a sudden there's been two within five days. What?
Wrong.
What?
Because it's not Loch Ness. Because they've got one in Canada. They've got one.
Yeah,
in
but that's
Russia.
What I'm saying.
Got
it's
one
like
in
just be.
Japan.
The location isn't really relevant, is it? They're saying that there's a creature in that water, right? So what I'm getting at is, if you're saying that there's one in China, there's one in Canada, just says to me that there's a species of animal that's kept itself to itself.
Yeah,
it's been hiding in waters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe something we've done to the planet's fucking awoken now.
Probably,
and that's
more
why
blindly.
We're getting sightings, but you don't know.
Yeah,
don't
get me wrong. No, it's not that I don't believe that there's animals like that out there. It's just a case of if we're going to go looking for animals like that, go out and look for animals like that.
Aliens, mate. It could be aliens.
What, dropping it off like a cat?
No, it could be an alien species.
Oh, yeah, well,
it's just decided, like, you know, it could be, yeah, no, because not all aliens might look like us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could be like a refugee, what last of its kind, Superman-style thing, where it's escaped its dying world. Doctor Who, you know, is the last of his kind.
Yeah.
And nice found a nice little water spot.
Or
on
it
Earth,
could be
which
a.
Which suits his.
It could be a kid with a remote control.
Could be.
You know what I mean?
Totally 100%.
It's been done before with a submarine. It's been done before
Loch Ness,
with a little boat.
I don't know. I don't know what to believe. But I just like that, like the idea.
I like
of it.
The
and
idea.
It's been one
of
those
but...
sort of conspiracies like Bigfoot for years. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like no one's ever got a clear shot. No one's ever kind of.
I think it's a promotion thing. Myself.
What, come down to see Loch Ness?
Yes. Yeah.
It's been spotted twice.
Yeah. This summer you'll be able to see it.
Ooh,
Brexit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bang, Brexit. Yeah, you don't have
you
to
can't
go
abroad. Yeah,
no,
so
stay
you know,
in England. Come down to the Scots.
Maybe. Yeah, could be. That's a good point. That. Yeah, I do.
You know
all
I mean?
Right, I'll concur. I concur with that one. Yeah, I'll agree.
That's
with
settled.
anything you'd like to talk about?
Well, we've had extremist rebels activists
from Loch Ness to extremist rebels.
Throwing blood outside down the street. Which it turns out it's red paint. It's not blood at all. There was about 400 demonstrators, with
kids.
Yeah,
but it's supposed to signify, but it's supposed to represent the blood.
Yeah.
So
well, there was 200
it's
litres
like when
of
they
it.
Throw red paint at fur coats.
It was 200 litres of the fucker, so it's not like a little spill, you know what I mean? And it's all over climate change. I sort of agree we need to do stuff with climate change, but I don't believe that it's us that's doing the bad thing.
Right.
As much as the planet itself or other aspects of space or even include industries.
Right.
If once we clean up the industries, we clean up the planet. Until that happens, there's no point fucking talking about it.
Most of the industries like are kind
of bullshitting.
Well, they don't want to spend the money. They don't want to spend money.
Yeah, exactly. We can't do this because of this, isn't it?
Unless you get guidelines in there that say this is the way it is, you basically you can't operate unless you adhere to these regulations.
And you know what they say?
And then they'll just say, "Oh, we'll move to another country where it's lax."
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it's a case. But the
so
the
then the government's all
money.
Like, oh no, but we don't want to lose them because we actually get quite a lot of fucking tax off them.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? So do we bend the rules slightly to accommodate these big companies, even though we know they're polluting? Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, but well, this is it. And the fines, like, the fines used to be something like, let's say a £2 billion company will get fined for dumping a little bit of... toxic proper shit stuff in a river and they get fined about $25,000 and it's like
that
what the
fly
fuck
tipping and
hit
stuff.
Them where it hurts, which I believe it is now 10% of the overall gross profit of the company that they take now.
Right.
Well,
so,
it's a percentage.
So, yeah, so
it's
that's it. I mean,
now.
And that's it. If
take half of the shit
threatened with that sort of repercussion, then they're obviously going to think twice about the practices and clean up their acts.
But like you said, they'll leave the country.
Well, yeah, but well, generally, yeah, because there is countries who just go, well, we need them. We need your fucking contributions, so come along, yeah.
So we need something in this country or any other country to bring companies in to be industry.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being flexible and trying to accommodate and like say, yeah, you can operate your business in the UK, but you know. You need to be...
You need to be proper. You need to look after... But I mean, if you earn...
I know we say we're health and safety mad and all that, but there is
good reason for it, yeah. Because actually, David Cameron was going to get rid of it at one point, and the reason why was how many people a year fall out their own pants. 10,000 people
fall out of their own pants. Well, this is a good point, actually, because this is what our top 10 relates to in a bit.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it a little bit before we go into the top 10 as well, because I think it's an interesting concept. So, is there anything else you want to discuss?
Scientists, just
sciencey people.
General science groups.
White coat wearing motherfuckers.
Yeah, who do a lot of good.
Yeah, well, some of them.
A lot of bad as well, but they do a lot of good.
There's a lot of evil fucking scientists out there. If sci-fi movies have taught me nothing...
Yeah, what's then, a scientist?
Yeah, if you walk into a castle and there's a scientist...
Scientists say you're fucked. You're dead, with one of those big
electric balls going. Run the other way.
Could be anything with a pair of tweezers. You never know what he's got on your
hand. And he's got a homunculus.
A homunculus?
Yeah, it's kind of like a little part half-human thing. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Have you ever seen South Park where the doctor who lived on the top of the hill, who was
the nutter,
the genetic, and he had little Marvin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a homunculus.
Right, okay.
There you go, you learn something new.
Yeah,
every
well, day. Yeah. It's true.
Go on, true. Sorry, man.
Well, then, the science studies about the way we're using. Nuclear stuff and that. Basically, they're saying that America has just come out with...
They're trying to make everyone think that nuclear power is safe.
Yeah.
Like, big time, because I've been seeing all these adverts saying, like, oh, yeah, look, this is how we do it. All it is heating a water like a kettle.
Yeah, but the problem is...
It's just like a kettle.
They had a small one in a satellite that went into Jupiter itself.
What?
And there was a big spot. There must have been... reaction. There was a big nuclear reaction, like a nuclear.
Yeah,
a plutonium like engine.
Oh right, okay, yeah.
So they needed
how,
to get
yeah,
rid of
yeah, because they do that. That's how they get the life out of it, don't they? Because it's like it's out in space. No one's out there changing the batteries.
But there was a chance
a nuclear reactive battery, I suppose.
There was actually a big chance that when it went in there and blew gases. blue gases up that are in there because they don't know everything in there. That it could have been a new sun.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, that would have been.
This is funny actually because there's a story where I wanted to talk about solar bursts,
dangerous, man.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like it's all kind of gases and stuff, isn't it? Being expelled.
Yeah.
And that's how suns operate.
Yeah.
So I mean, there was a story about like plasma. The moon. The moon's been actually scarred by a solar flare that's licked past, licked past the moon and scarred the surface.
Can you tell when?
Well, they're saying actually quite recently, I think. To be honest, because they've been observing the moon for obviously years and years, and they say it looks like a lightning strike sort of scar. So there's actually, if you want to check, I'm trying to put the link in the description, but it's called Moon Sunburn Swirl on solar, from solar winds. So it's a solar wind that's kind of lit this
area up.
Well, kind of.
It's hit it like a fucking sledgehammer.
Corona mass ejection or whatever it is, or one of these
solar
flares.
Throwing out, what's it called? Plasma.
Plasma.
Which is the makeup of all of it. Well,
it was a scientist at the University of California who's basically discovered it, I think, Andrew Pope, or Poppy. And he's saying, like, you know, it's something to do with magnetic fields. locally reacting with magnetic sunscreens or something.
Well, a couple of years ago, well,
science.
Quite a lot of over the last couple of years, actually, there's been a lot about the sun throwing out mass ejection, even though it's on its silent 11-year cycle. And yet, this could prove that...
Isn't that how we get auroras, or is that something to do with that? That's the
mass... Yeah, no, it's the gases. Yeah, you're right. It's the gases, and when they come in to the ends, basically, depending on what colour, what gas it is, it turns different colours.
Right. Well, I thought it was something to do with the magnetic pole as well, so...
Yeah, because it's the pole, because... It goes thinner at the right at the pole.
Oh, right, and kind of
so
reacts
then the gases
with the gas.
Get closer into the earth. Yeah,
see what you're saying there.
Yeah, man.
There you go. So is there anything? I've got a couple of stories. I've got one about there was a police incident. So the police were called So the police were called to a Minnesota home when they were basically somebody had called in and said that there was a guy out in the back garden,
right,
and they were concerned for his welfare, and could they send some officers out to check it. And when they got there, they found that what they said was he'd not moved for ages, and he was just stood there clutching a pillow, right? So when the officers in the snowy north state of Minnesota told was told that there was an adult male standing outside wearing no coat and clutching a pillow. The figure turned out to be a life-size cardboard cutout of a local millionaire and inventor and the CEO of a popular My Pillow brand. He's stuck it out in the garden, hasn't he?
Some kind of people out there, then.
And the officers were called to check he was all right. And it turned out to be just nothing but a cardboard cutout. They put it on Facebook anyway and had a big laugh about it, so I don't think they took it kind of two finger. And I'm glad, you know, obviously that nobody was just stood there frozen solid.
Imagine if it was someone, what are you doing there?
But it was as well during that kind of snap in February. Yeah. Where it was one of the snowiest recorded in Minnesota and temperatures plummeted to -20 or -4 Fahrenheit in some occasions.
Haha,
it's chilly. We always said about chilly, that, didn't we? Because we were talking about the girls from Not So Nice Minnesota.
Yeah. And it turned out that they didn't nice and sunny.
When we messaged them back. And I was like, oh, how's it going? Is it still super cold? They went, no, we're in the garden.
Yeah, and it's like,
with a drink.
It's quite changed that.
Really warm. But I was like worried it wouldn't that cause flooding and stuff.
Well, yeah, it depends.
You'd think if it was heavy snow.
Depends how they've built the structures around there.
Well, again, it changes so rapid. I mean, we're having changes again, but I think it had gone very cold again their side. So,
weird weather, man.
I know, isn't
it? Climate change.
Yeah, it's changing, man.
It is.
Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Elon Musk.
Oh, what's going on with Mr. Muskie?
Under security clearance review in response to having marijuana use on Josh Rogan's
podcast. No way, just because he did that on Joe Rogan, he didn't even inhale.
And that was fucking time ago.
Yeah, it was a while, but now he's under review.
Yeah, he's under...
because now he's working for NASA, he's working with NASA, isn't he?
Exactly.
So it's like, so wait a minute. So because he's doing this kind of supplying the rockets or whatever, he's got to be kind of, obviously...
He's got to be a good boy, hasn't he?
He's got to be professional. Yeah. Right, so they've kind of said, right, well, we're going to have to do a drug test on you or whatever. I bet they're just doing it to take the piss.
Just basically going to have a look and say, well, if he's stoned in a fucking club, is he going to turn around and go, oi, do you know UFOs really exist? Or, oi, do you know about this?
The guy didn't even inhale. I watched that and just like...
He was doing it for, I don't know what he thought,
because obviously his shares dropped the next day.
He was asked to leave, go down from the company.
Yeah, they told. Yeah, they said they might. He couldn't be the CEO anymore.
No,
or whatever.
To be another director or something.
So I don't know what his game was, but at the end of the day, it's like now it's fresh.
It's harmless, man. It's harmless shit. Hell. Only one person's ever died off the fucking stuff.
Yes, one person has only ever died. And who?
And that was over other different complications.
Oh yeah, there was like kind of heart issues and stuff, wasn't there?
And so, it was like. You know what I mean? Free the weed, bruvs. Free the weed. That's what I say.
Yeah, obviously. Is there anything else before I move on?
Yeah, actually.
Go for it.
Japanese are not hosting the world's next major particle accelerator now.
Why not?
Something to do with a deal of
because they were
going to
build their own CERN, weren't they, sort of thing, like a big part LHC type thing.
Well, I think part funding was going to be from either America or, I know it was in the dollars.
So what's the crack? Why have they said they're
the
not going to
the government decided they're not doing it now.
Right.
Because, like, I don't know, there might be other issues across it.
Maybe
it's not really that big of a country, is it, if
you
think about it.
We've learned what we can. What's the point in building a larger one?
Well, yeah, if they built it, it's going to have to go in the sea.
Oh, yeah, because where are they going to build it?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's it. They're going to disrupt a lot of the shit just
unless
to build it.
Unless they build it in the sea.
Oh, yeah.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
That's
well.
A good idea.
And they might not have thought about that, but like there could be different repercussions from building something like that in the sea.
Funny, actually.
It's like, you know...
I was watching a film last night.
People are bothered about like kind of vibrations and kind of like fields generated and stuff like that. Now, if it's in the water, then there's a lot of stuff that you can't kind of fathom because like obviously what if there's structural shifts underwater, you can't kind of just pop out and have
a look. Volcanoes are going off around there all the time.
You can't just go out and check it out, you know, as easily.
True. But I watched a film last night actually called The Cloverfields... Paradox.
Yeah, I've seen
it. You seen it?
Yeah, that's right.
Where they do it in space, they try and build one in space, don't they, and fucking make one, but they get told. Who obviously the government and everyone go, you're talking shit.
Yeah, well, we're out of jurisdiction, we can do what I want.
Yeah. And then they fuck up the universe and like fucking things are happening where, it's some fucking ass shit to play with, you know what I mean?
Well, this is it. This is why they should leave.
It's a paradox.
Leave a lot of stuff
don't
alone.
Don't touch it, man. If you can't explain it beforehand, you know what I mean? You're just gonna fuck us all up.
Our top 10 this week. I thought we'd go into a bit of something funny because, like, I found this award. Everyone's going on about the Oscars at the moment, and this is the Darwin Awards.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, they were on at the same time.
Well, basically, if you don't know what they are. It's an award for basically stupidest death.
Oh,
right?
And it's been some fucking
because obviously
deaths.
With Darwin, he's like, it's natural selection, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the theory is, it's like if idiots die, the right people are dying, therefore they're not passing their genes on.
Totally.
So if, you know, the more stupid idiots die, then the smarter the human race will eventually become. It's natural selection.
Well, you're trying to say like we're all getting smarter now.
Well, maybe, don't know. Well, not necessarily, because like I say,
under
this
that
is
concept we would be.
We've got the top 10 Darwin Award winners.
Yeah.
Right. And some of these are just like you can kind of see how they've gotten themselves into this position of winning a Darwin Award. So at number 10, the ski resort sledge thief.
What?
So in 2008, 46-year-old David Monk was on holiday in Italy with a group of friends.
Yeah.
After a few beers one evening, the lads decided to steal a mat that was protecting the metal barriers at the bottom of the slope.
Oh yeah, so you don't slide into them and smash your face.
Well, they had a bright idea using it as a sledge.
Oh,
right?
Smart.
So they whipped it off, hiked up to the top of the hill and sledged down it, slamming straight into the barrier they stole the protective matting from.
Oh no.
David died on the spot, earning himself a Darwin Award in the process.
Well deserved.
Then at number 9, we've got in 2001, a story appeared of in the South Iowa Press dealing with the death of a man named Marco, who had been driving a van full of friends back from a day out on the mountains. basically felt like he was having brake issues when he was coming like round a mountain lip, and he basically was coming to a cliff edge without telling anyone. There was brake problems. He jumped out of the car.
What?
Right. Basically leaving everyone else what to fucking fuck? Die, right? Thankfully, one of the other passengers stepped in and saved the day, managing to kind of get the van
lucky
to a halt.
People.
And they walked back up the hill to find Marco had basically threw himself off the mountain.
Oh, yeah, no.
And suffered head injuries, killing himself, but no one else was injured.
Oh, I got to put a clats on that one. Yeah, hell yeah, well deserved.
Then we've got at number seven, is it at eight?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a man who, there was a police statement in 1997 from Virginia where a man of 22 years old, Eric, was apparently dead attempting a bungee jumping off a 70-foot bridge.
Told you that was dangerous.
Yeah, so he didn't go through the official kind of bungee jumping people. He thought he'd kind of get his hands on some bungee cords and do it himself.
Yeah.
He tied several bungee cords together. He strapped himself in and secured the other end to the bridge and jumped, confident in the knowledge that he carefully measured out the bungee cord to a 70-foot length.
You're fucking joking.
No. And of course, what Eric had forgotten was bungee cord stretches.
Oh, did he fucking stretch? And he stretched his neck just a little bit.
Oh dear, Eric.
Just a little bit.
So, this one, was this seven. Number seven?
Yeah.
This is a man who was basically on what are they called now?
Snowmobile. Yeah.
Right? So he's been skirting around on his snowmobile, having a great time. So this guy, he wins a Darwin Award because he wouldn't normally get this because he's a natural disaster killed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was him who instigated the natural disaster. So,
he's been put up for the award.
Walters was nominated in 2000 when he came to a high marking on his snowmobile, which is kind of like driving up and then banking off and then coming back down again.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like involved him driving as fast as he come up to the pinnacle and then sledging back down. State troopers warned him that this could cause an avalanche and they were very likely to happen.
Yeah.
But he wasn't bothered, started doing it, and then he was literally just covered with an avalanche and swept him down, killing him.
Fucking hell. And he was nominated, he weren't even a winner. Fucking hell. He won that year then.
That's what I'm saying. Some of these are just nominations, some of these are winners, but you know.
Yeah.
I think this guy did. These are all winners because like they were nominated, but they won.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number six. In 1999, a man named Craig from Riverton in Utah decided to try out a new soft way of landing from his parachute. So what he did was he splashed down in the canal. He was going to try and swim off, right?
Yeah.
But the first part went really well. It went swimmingly.
Oh, right.
He executed the landing perfectly, but unfortunately, when he tried to swim off, that didn't go so well because his parachute had filled up with water and dragged him down.
The idiot didn't take his parachute off straight away like an umpty. Oh, well deserved.
Yeah. alongside Craig's paragliding incident in 1999, Darwin Award nominations was another 27-year-old man who met his ultimate demise at Skelmers Heaven in Wales.
Not that far.
Yeah. At number six. No, we're on number four, I think. So, yeah. Number four.
Yeah.
The 2007 Darwin Award featured a nomination from a kitesurfing Spaniard. So,
kitesurfing Spaniard.
But he decided to go kitesurfing during hurricane season.
Oh,
when hurricane strength winds swept through the south Spanish islands. So up and down the coast were battered, and basically the 40-year-old hero
be a smart
went out
and
there
down.
And decided to do a bit of kite surfing. so Yeah, he was swept away, apparently. His body was found more than a kilometre away from the sea, having been dragged by the wind and slammed against several buildings along the way. At number two, in 1995, a daring daredevil named Robert decided to attempt something no one else had ever done before and ride a jet ski off Niagara Falls.
Oh, fucking hell.
Now, this might sound completely stupid, but Robert had done some planning and he fitted his jet ski with rocket boosters to carry him off. The idea was to fire the boosters off as he hit the falls, opening his parachute at the apex of flight,
so
and then drifting
land
down safely into the water below.
Oh, see, I thought he would land with the machine.
Well, I suppose he's just doing it as a, like a ramp, isn't he? Like, but it, yeah, it must be pretty cool though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Robert had failed to factor one crucial element: the fact that the water makes things wet.
Yes.
Yeah. So as he hurled towards the falls, he failed to kind of like, his boosters failed to ignite and he plummeted off the edge and he just basically bought it at the bottom. And plus his and then everything else failed to deploy. So,
well, I wouldn't like to be safety official.
No, not at all. At number eight, the amateur electrician. Are we at number eight? Is it number nine? Oh, sorry, number nine. In 1999, jet ski featured. Oh wait, sorry. Jet ski featured in the Darwin Award once more. This time, a man named Rodney, who was happily doing laps around Lake Washington, when he realised his batteries were running a bit low, so we pulled up to the shore and moored the jet ski, and then ran to get his jump leads. He plugged in one end to the 110 volt outlet and then ran down to the water's edge carrying the crocodile clips.
Oh, congratulations.
Unfortunately, he didn't stop at the edge and plunged straight in, electrocuting himself instantly.
What a...
His body was apparently found floating on the deck later that evening.
Ooh, well, let's fish him out with that electric on.
And at number one. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I'm going backwards, I can't get this
backwards,
back.
Forwards, before, now it's 10.
I can't get this counting backwards thing nailed, I swear.
We're sorting out for
right
next week.
Right.
Number one, in
2002, a group of lads from Maidenhead, inspired by what they'd seen in Paris parkour scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Decided to give free running a go.
No.
Things started well.
Mac and his mates.
But they found a gap between a multi-story car park with a 40-foot drop below.
Fucking idiots.
And after taking a good run up, Mac managed to clear it. Chuffed with his achievement, he headed down the pub with his pals, and on their way home, he passed a car park again. Oh. And it was then when things started to go wrong.
A fucking bit. Alcohol jumping.
Well, exactly. Full of Dutch courage that came from a couple of pints. Mac and threw himself over the gap again, but lost his balance and ended up falling the 40-foot onto a solid concrete. So
that was alcoholic.
It's
stupid,
sad that, because obviously it's like, you know, he knew he could do it, but it's like you should never attempt these things when you've had a drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I mean, like I say, the Darwin Award, it's a joke, but it's the silliest way, stupidest means of death, isn't it? But I mean,
yeah,
some
but
of
we
them
wouldn't have had a top 10 if they didn't do it.
And some of them are genuinely quite funny. So,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, I.
What was your favourite?
Well, I
know you should give a couple of applause there. So there was a couple which were just stupid. Yeah. I like the one from the beginning with the guy who kind of slid down the bar and...
He stole
a barrier to slide on, but then hit
the
barrier.
Hitting the same mark where you shouldn't have. That should have been the place where you should have avoided
the bungee kid. The bungee kid as well, mate. Oh, he was just stupid. Because I mean, at the end of the day, it's a 70-foot bridge.
Yeah.
But how far does it stretch?
Exactly.
There's so much involved in it, rather than just I've got a 70-foot length of bungee cord. That should do me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking didn't. You know, I did do it in the end.
You got done.
But I like a couple that weren't actually in it.
All right. Have you got any examples?
Yeah, like the couple of teenagers who decided at college in America decided to make a little love making inside a big balloon of ball. Big ball of gas, which they didn't realise was gas, and killed him.
Oh, God.
And then there's the one with the guy who was off mushrooms. He was in, like, I think it was Nevada or Texas. And he's walking through the desert, and then he sees a furry party, which is people dressed up as animals playing with each other.
This is the second time. I think you mentioned this last week, furries, as well.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be in my mind or something.
Fucking knows, he's been watching some fucking Red Tube or something.
No, not this week. last week. So then he's going over it, and then he walks over to one that he thinks is a bear, tries to huddle and cuddle it, and it rips his fucking head off.
Oh, well, yeah, we were discussing saying that about that guy with the mountain lion last week, where he was kind of like, oh, he obviously wanted to cuddle that mountain lion. It was a little cub.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's, they don't know any better.
Yeah, well,
you go trying to cuddle a bear, mate, watch what happens.
Exactly, you're not going to get cuddled back, you're going to get it. Or even the top one was... two Japanese couple that had known each other since they were kids. At the age, I think, 21, they decided to go and make love making.
Mm-hmm.
And both died of heart attack.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, wait a minute. So, was it like something that they were kind of...
Yeah, they were holding off till they got married, and then, like, you know, the night of
Oh, no, he was 2 days off from retirement.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. So he was literally to the point where they took that relationship. How old were they?
About 21.
Oh, they were 20?
Yeah, really? They'd known each other for, like, you know, since they'd been kids, and they'd been growing up as, like,
wait a minute,
sort
so, I mean, I know, but how, no, so they'd been together for 21 years?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so, and how old were they?
They were about 20, I don't know, about 25, 26. So,
yeah,
they've known each other since.
No, no, what I'm saying is, I'm not disputing the length of time they've known each other, but what gets me is that two young, healthy adults would both die.
Yeah, well, the coroner, too much love, mate. Too much love. Too much love for each. Too much
that baffles my head.
Anticipation.
So they were,
like,
the anxiety.
Know, yeah.
So it was all the build up and anxiety that kind of
blew their arms.
See, anxiety can make you poorly, man. You need to relax every now and again.
Yeah, you need to chill, man.
Well, there you go. Well, I think that's everything for this episode. Unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
I've got two bad bits of news.
Oh, do I don't really do bad news.
Well, yeah, but the celebrities. You know what I mean? So it's got to be done.
It's Justin Bieber's been found in a ditch.
Nah, unfortunately, no.
Mikey's
maybe
hunted down
week.
Chris Hartnell.
Oh, he might be. Yeah.
You
yeah.
never know. Yeah, Mikey, he didn't like him, did he, in some reason?
Well, that is true. That is true. The sad news that Keith Flint, 49, died from Prodigy.
Yeah, Prodigy's the frontman, Keith
Flint.
He's
looking like suicide. By
oh,
the
is
things.
That what they're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, rest in peace, guy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, obviously, he was like a big part of my teenage years was when Prodigy were coming out.
Well, he was originally obviously. Dancer, wasn't he? And then he come the vocal for
he's
like
a fire
two
starter,
albums,
a twisted fire starter.
The first one, yeah.
And obviously, it's like these controversial stuff like the Smack My Bitch Up video.
Yeah,
obviously,
but
people were like, oh, mate, that was so controversial when it came out, because it was like, oh,
everyone thinking
the
Borcher,
and then it was a woman. There you go, Happy Woman's Week.
Yeah, true. And then we've got the star from Airwolf. Jan Michael.
I love the theme tune to Airwolf.
Vincent.
I did like a bit of Airwolf.
Definitely. 73. Died of heart attack, basically.
Oh, bless them both, mate. Well, there you go. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, that's the bad news over. How rest of the week's going to be good?
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we've got a good episode coming up on Saturday, so make sure you subscribe and make sure you get on that.
Oh yeah.
I think you'll like it. I think it'll be a popular topic.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch and speak to us about anything, or you want to send us a news story or an article or anything like that, or just want to say hiya, then you can get us on email at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter on NASA_never, and on Instagram at NASA. Oh, sorry, at Never Straight Answer.
Yeah.
All that. You can get us on all the platforms, so Google Podcasts and Spotify and
YouTube.
Anchor and Chromecast and Castbox and all the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the social media, you can follow me, Gaz Duncan, personal accounts. And you can't follow Taylor anywhere because he doesn't use social media.
No, nope. Sorry.
And the campaign for following him in the streets continues.
I think I've had 2 stalkers up to now. You know, I'm counting.
Well, it's a start, isn't it? You can't do these things overnight.
Well, that's it. But you know, as my celebrity,
There you go. It peaks,
up to the.
You'll be like beating him off with a stick. If you want to support us and help us out by sticking a quid in the Patreon,
we
take euros, yen, Deutschmarks, all that.
I don't think they do Deutschmarks.
I don't know.
Euro.
Solid gold.
We'd like solid bullion, gold or silver.
Bullion.
Platinum, even better.
Crown jewels, jewellery, big bag of jewels. We'll take anything.
I heard that about you, but that's the ring.
If you won't miss it, throw it us in the Patreon. Yeah. Also, if you want to get something for your money, then go on the merch site. You can get hats and cups and stuff, t-shirts and hoodies. It's all good stuff, very good quality.
Yes.
And also, is there anything else that I'm missing?
I don't think so.
Well, there you go then. Well, hopefully we'll catch you next episode, and that's pretty much it for this week's episode of Never Straight Answer Extra.
Yeah.
I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out.